News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So it's the Easter holidays, and for a lot of parents of small children, that means extra childcare is required. And for many, that means calling in the grandparents. Anne Atkins, English novelist, writer and broadcaster, has been writing about how one does this properly. And she cites the instance of a grandmother who has been asked by her daughter to provide childcare. The grandmother agreed, but wants to be paid for it. And Anne writes, the grandmother is being required to do a professional job and wants to be treated as a professional. So Anne, do I take it therefore that if you're ringing your parents to say, can you help with my kids, there should be a monetary value attached to that request?
I have to start by telling you we've got two small boys here for the week. And at 8 o'clock, I've got to jump on an e-bike and bicycle them 3 miles to their activity. And
how much are you getting paid for this, Anne?
Well, the last time we looked after them at their parents' house, because they were in the States for a week, we got paid very lavishly. The cupboards were full of gin, wine. They'd cook loads of lovely meals for us. There was beef in the freezer for us to have ourselves. I don't think I've been so well paid in my life. No, I think most grandparents wouldn't dream of it being a financial arrangement because they wouldn't need it to be, because they love looking after their grandchildren. We certainly do. It all depends on the individuals and what's appropriate for that particular situation. The situation you're quoting that I was commenting on there was a grandmother, or rather the mother of the mother, was actually being asked to do something that would have required her to be available all day, every day, you know, through the year. And she felt that for that kind of commitment, she wanted remuneration. Most of us wouldn't. Most of us wouldn't need it.
But even if you don't want it, should you be offered it? Should the parent be saying to the grandparent, look, I realise this is an imposition, let me offset some of your costs?
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing that, for sure. But it's like any arrangement like that within the family. My parents came to live with us for the last 10 or 12 years of their lives, and my father absolutely insisted on them paying rent. That hadn't occurred to us. We would never have thought to ask for it. It was actually a very good idea because it gave him a sort of stake in the household, and he was contributing. You know, we had higher household heating bills because we had a very old person living with us. So it's entirely dependent on those people. And I think it's very interesting how the generations have changed. My grandparents had almost nothing to do with my upbringing. They were lovely people. And my paternal grandparents paid for, they had a house by the seaside and we were all invited there for the summer holidays. But that was it, really. And it was the other way around. We had my grandmother to come and live with us. My parents had her to come and live with us. But by the time it was my parents, they were hugely involved in our children. They had more money than we did. They often paid for things. They always paid for the holidays. They paid even for us to travel to them and for food and everything. We're not in a position to be able to do that for ours, which I wish we were, and I kind of regret it, you know. But we're also in a position to be able to look after them for a week while their parents work in London.
Is there now, have those generational changes led to a situation now where parents of today have a sense of entitlement and expectation, that there is almost a sense that you are a grandparent, it is your job to look after my kids in part?
Well, I think entitlement is always a very unattractive characteristic, isn't it? I think what you say of, look, I know this is an imposition, can we give you something for your time? I don't think anybody would be offended by that. But I don't think many people would need it. But it's what is also fascinating, is my daughter commented on this, that upper middle class parents, to some extent, still expect to pay for their daughter's weddings, far less than they used to, but they certainly expect, if they can afford it, to help them buy a house. That's new. That's unusual. Working class parents expect to help with the grandchildren because things are, you know, the circumstances are slightly different. And she was saying it probably works out about the same financial contribution. But no, I think it's a very fine line, isn't it? You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes an extended family to raise a child to a certain extent. But this is always better done with courtesy and gratitude than, you've got to look after the children because you're the grandparents and we can't do it any other way, that, you know, to which the grandparents would be entitled to say, well, we managed, why can't you?
See, this is but why this is why savvy grandparents retire to the country several hundred miles away from their kids. It gives a lot of flexibility.
That's not savvy at all. No, because you're building relationships. I mean, my father lived to 102 because he was living with his family and we all looked after him. And it was a huge privilege. And it was partly because my parents had done so much for us.
Did you continue to charge him rent when he was 101?
Well, he set it up as a director of it and he never stopped, you know. So
fair play, Anne.
But I mean, you know, he wanted to, and he did have, because my parents had been very frugal, they did have more money than we did even then. So it's all to do with the family and the individuals, and most grandparents are thrilled to bits and they get a lot back from it, usually not in money.
Anne, thank you very much. Anne Atkins, novelist, writer and broadcaster. 53106, if you have a view at a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.